We have a question about this decades-old hit song. How was it so widely misunderstood? It's a Bruce Springsteen hit from 1984, and the refrain makes it feel like a celebration of America. Yet there's more to Born in the USA than celebration. Listen to the lyrics, and you hear a protest against the treatment of a Vietnam veteran. This is one of our American anthems, songs Americans embrace in ways that reveal who we are. This song emerged in the years after the Vietnam War. Lauren Anke, the director of NPR Music, has followed Springsteen's career.
He did a big benefit in the summer of 81 for Vietnam veterans in Los Angeles and met with vets. And after that tour ends, there's a number of places where he's trying to write about the Vietnam veteran experience. So the song grows out of that moment, and it starts out as something just called Vietnam.
A veteran arrives home, tries to get back his old job.
Went for my job back at the factory.
But the man behind a desk only shrugs. "If it was up to me," he says. The songwriter kept that scene of a veteran out of work and cast off as he wrote a more haunting version.
Come back on the refineries. Iron Man says, son, if it was up to me.
This is where he added the refrain.
Born in the USA. Born in the USA.
In this story of one American, Lauren Anke hears the story of many.
He says, I'm 10 years burning down the road.
I'm 10 years down the road.
Nowhere to run.
Nowhere to go.
Those lines, I think, describe so many Springsteen's male characters who are lost, who can't find a home. The systems around them of jobs and connection are unattainable.
But it still wasn't the song we know. Springsteen made one more change, turning up the volume and shouting out the lyrics almost as if for joy. Rarely has a man with nowhere to go sounded so triumphant. Springsteen later told WHYY's Fresh Air he meant it that way.
Born in the USA, the pride was in the chorus. In my songs, the spiritual part, the hope part, is in the choruses. The blues and your daily realities are in the details of the verses.
And one Springsteen fan recalls the effect it had on crowds. In the 80s, Chris Christie, future governor of New Jersey, bought a ticket to a concert at New Jersey's Giants Stadium.
Bruce started every show with a really rousing, anthemic-type version of Born in the USA with the bandana on and the cutoff shirt and the fist pumping, and it felt like a celebration of being born in the USA, when really it's a defiant song about I was born in the USA and I deserve better than what I'm getting.
Did some people not get what it was about at the beginning?
Oh, I think plenty of people didn't get what it was about, including the President of the United States.
America's future rests in 1,000 dreams inside your hearts.
President Ronald Reagan.
It rests in the message of hope in songs of a man so many young Americans admire, New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen.
By playing on the hope, Reagan seemed to overlook the despair. He may have been influenced by a sometime advisor, the conservative columnist George F. Will, who saw Springsteen in 1984.
Max Weinberg, of whom I'd never heard, was the drummer for the E Street Band, of which I'd never heard, called me up out of the blue and said who he worked for and would I like to come see the boss sing. And I thought, this is a way to impress my children, and I said yes.
The columnist, noted for his bow ties, went to the show and wrote a column praising the hardworking musicians on stage.
If all Americans in labor and management who make steel or cars or shoes or textiles made their products with as much energy and confidence as Springsteen and his merry band make music, there would be no need for Congress to be thinking about protectionism.
I'm a long gone daddy, I'm a USA now.
Now, Springsteen's politics leaned well left of Reagan's. And after Reagan praised him, the artist mused on stage that if people misunderstood his music, that was fine. It only made him more popular.
My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, and my children thank you. Because I've learned that that's where the money is.
And over the years, Springsteen himself has been willing to tweak the song's meaning.
I was born in the USA, born in the USA.
Chris Christie heard him play an acoustic version in the 90s.
Much different feeling, much different sound. I can remember at the show I went to see at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey, a couple of people started to try to sing with him, and he stopped in mid-song and said, I can handle this myself.
At other times, Springsteen dropped the upbeat chorus, singing only the verses and forcing his audience to hear the dark story of the veteran. When the U.S. invasion of Iraq loomed in 2003, he told his audience the song was a prayer for peace. NPR's Lauren Onke says the complexity of Born in the USA is why it endures.
Born in the USA is an anthem for me in that it describes the ambiguities and challenges of the country that I have grown up in. And for me, it's a rock and roll anthem. This singer and the scream and the sound of the guitar and the scale of the song suggests that rock and roll is big enough and important enough to tell that story.
Maybe the meaning of Born in the USA is the distance between the grim verses and the joyous chorus. It's the space between frustrating American facts and fierce pride, the demand to push American reality a bit closer to our ideals.